Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, we were just talking off the air yesterday. Neither of us have started our income tax.
No, not yet. A late start for me. I know, Steve. I know.
God, I hate gathering everything.
Yeah.
It is such a big pain, and I know when I get it, I throw it all in an envelope, but I'm making Jim do it. Tax season means scam season, so we have our favorite ethical hacker, really the only one we know, Jason Glassberg, on the line with us, co-founder of Kasaba Security. How's it going, Jason?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. How about you guys?
Well, I'm worried about scams and people posing as the IRS because, as you know, we've all gotten those phone calls from the IRS saying that we are going to be arrested if we don't pay a bunch of money right away.
Exactly. And you're rightly so, because second only to the holiday season, tax and tax refund season are scammers' basically favorite time, because when money's involved, you know, the bad guys come out of the woodwork.
And we're more vulnerable, right, Jason? During those times, we're much more vulnerable.
Well, of course, you know, nobody loves the IRS. You get some kind of notification from someone purporting to be from the IRS, you're naturally going to pay more attention and probably be in a more vulnerable position than you would from some random phone call. And of course, the bad guys know this and use just about every trick in the book to make you feel that way and give you, you know, make you give up information that would be useful to them. So it's very important that people keep their wits about them. And first and foremost, right, before we even discuss any of these kind of hacks or tricks, remember the IRS will never contact a taxpayer other than regular mail. They would not contact you via the phone. They will not contact you via SMS. And they will certainly not contact you via email. So if anyone ever gets some kind of notification via any method other than regular mail, you can pretty much be assured that it's going to be some kind of trick.
So you're telling me that singing telegram I got last week was not on the up and up? Is that possible?
There is one exception for singing telegram.
All right, good. Thank you.
All right, I've noticed now I go with a... I'll say it right now. I'm a fan of Credit Karma, and you can find out your credit report, and you can find things out if someone's doing a hard hit on. It's very useful. It's free, and I like it. I got an email from them saying you can try and figure out your estimated tax return. So I trusted them, but everybody's using like fake logos and everything. So all I did was went on and logged on by my own self. I did not follow the link in the email, but there are other people that are phishing for your information to say, hey, you want to find out how much you're going to get back? And those are scams, correct?
Absolutely. And you did exactly the right thing. If you want to go, I mean, there's so much information and so much utility out there on the web, but you should go and be the initiator of going to these websites. Never click on links. Links that come in via email or links that come in via SMS or links that come in via any kind of social media may or may not, you know, actually be malicious. But you never know, right? They've raised the bar on what these emails and SMSs look like, that it's impossible for even an expert to really know what's real and what's a scam. And so you're always going to do yourself a favor by going to those websites yourself and clicking on those links that you know of that you've typed in yourself.
All right, now there is a new scam going around in which people file a phony tax return on your behalf. Explain that to us.
Yeah, this one's new, and in fact, this one's kind of risen to the top of what the IRS is warning in terms of scams. And there's a bit of a backstory. And so what happens is, you know, we hear about these breaches all the time. People's information has been attacked, and a lot of times we assume it's really just to get kind of credit card number or bank card numbers. But in fact, many times it's just to get personal information about the individual, right? Your name, your address, perhaps your social security number. Now, with those three pieces of information, you can actually go to the IRS and file a fake tax return on someone's behalf, right? And so basically you're going in saying, okay, I'd like my tax return. And with that, you can either have the money deposited in someone's account or you can redirect the address. The problem is getting the name of the taxpayers on the check change is very difficult. And so what scammers have been doing is initiating these refunds into people's bank accounts, then calling them up with the information they have, scaring them into thinking that they're actually IRS agents mm-hmm. who have made a improper deposit, and if they don't return the money, they will be fined and otherwise get in trouble. And so people think, oh my gosh, this must have happened. I see this money, it's accidentally put in my account. I haven't even filed my taxes yet, and send the money back, and bam, the scam's complete.
How do we safeguard ourselves against this? Is there a way?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, and as you were alluding to earlier, the earlier you can post your taxes or pay your taxes, the better. Because if someone has already initiated a tax return on your behalf, you'll get a message back from the IRS saying, you know, someone's already done this, which would be a huge, you know, alarm bell for you to recontact the IRS and say, look, there's been a mistake. There's been some kind of error. And so the IRS is very, very keen to understand what's going on, and they will actually be very helpful in these cases. But it's incredibly important that people do their taxes as soon as possible so they can see if there's any kind of trouble.
Jason, in
the
a
other
case,
thing to
can
do,
I ask
course,
a quick question?
Is to monitor
wait.
Your bank account
Jason?
And look for strange deposits that magically show up. I mean, everyone would like a couple of $1,000 for free, but that generally doesn't happen in the real world. And so if you see money's deposited into your account and you know, coming from the government, you can be kind of assured that someone has played some kind of trickery on your tax return.
Jason, you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's say that happens. You've already put your taxes through, and then somebody else comes through, and they're trying to scam by using all of your information. Is that a red flag to the IRS? Do they do something on their own, or do you have to call attention to it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Obviously, the IRS is more like the Titanic than a speedboat, and you'll certainly get a faster response if you bring it to their attention.
Oh, all right.
You know, in many cases, it's like dealing with a bank. You know, the more proactive you can be, the faster you can, you know, have the issue resolved.
All
so
right.
it always takes a little bit of legwork on the individual's part.
All right.
Ethical hacker Jason Glassberg is on the line with us. He's the co-founder of Kasaba Security. You can find out more at kasaba.com. If you have any questions, 312-981-7200. Who is the perfect victim, and are there victims you wouldn't think would be attacked by these phishing scams? We'll find out about that next.
It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Jason Glassberg. He is the ethical hacker, co-founder of Kasaba Security. Go to kasaba.com for all your needs.
You know, Jason, starting several years ago, we pretty much do our return. It's all online now, which kind of makes me nervous. And then it's not just the regular people who are getting scammed. There are tax professionals, maybe people in HR. Do they actually fall for some of this stuff?
You know, I will say that these kinds of scams are equal opportunity employers. And as we mentioned before, the level of sophistication that folks go to glean this personal information out of folks is astounding. And so you can be the head of HR, you can be a payroll specialist, you can be just an average, you know, person on the street. So many people fall for these kinds of scams. So it is a problem. The we've noticed an uptick in actual attacks against tax preparers, because again, the information that they're dealing with is so critical to these bad guys to be able to set up, you know, false identities, set up false bank accounts, do these kinds of tricks with tax returns, that they've come under attack. The other thing we've noticed is that there's been an increase in what they call ghost tax preparers, or completely illegitimate tax preparation shops who promise the moon in terms of refunds, charge a fee, and then basically disappear. When someone prepares a tax return for you, they're required by law to actually state and sign the tax return that they have professionally done this. And what these ghost tax preparers do is have you sign your own tax return. So there's absolutely no evidence that it was ever professionally prepared, promise you thousands in returns, take your fee, take their fee, and then disappear. So it's yet another avenue of scam during this tax season.
There are, you know, reputable places. H&R Block is the first one that comes to mind. But these are accredited people. Hopefully you have your own accountant. But I just was thinking about it. There are a lot of signs that pop up around shopping malls that say, you know, free tax preparer,
sure,
call this number. Isn't that probably a scam?
It could be. It could not be, right? You can't paint with a broad stroke.
Yeah, I guess.
But I personally would be very suspect of a pop-up shop with something so specialized as taking care of someone's returns. And as you say, there are so many legitimate known places to go.
Yeah.
As well as your own personal tax accountants and CPAs. There's so much accreditation involved that there's really, it wouldn't seem to me proper to go to a place that just kind of showed up and wouldn't, you know, show that they were accredited to do this thing.
If you get an email or sometimes these phone calls, this is the IRS, can you report these phishing attempts? Is there somewhere you can go to bring justice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you go to the IRS site, which is, you know, irs.gov, they have an entire section dedicated to reporting, and they are taking this extremely seriously. I can't emphasize this enough that the IRS actually cares about this and wants to do as much as they can to stamp this out. They have a whole section on their website dealing with the scams. They're doing this like once a month. They're doing a in-depth review of the various kinds of scams, which is interesting because, you know, usually the IRS, you know, in years past wouldn't really say much about this. So they're really going full bore to advertise these problems and to be a place where you can go and report these issues.
Are the scammers mostly overseas, Jason, or are they local?
Well, I think they're all over. There is certainly a large group of scammers who are overseas, but there's also a web of folks within the U.S. because, you know, in order to get these checks cashed, you need to be able to access U.S. banks and U.S. funds, and that generally happens over or only in this country. So it's kind of interesting. The web of individuals involved really span country lines.
Is there anything that we can do other than make sure you're going to a reputable tax preparer? What can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, I think in this case, first and foremost, again, that no agent of the IRS will ever contact you via mail, phone, or not mail, rather, would be via email or telephone or text message or anything like that. They will only contact you via mail. And an IRS agent would never, ever demand any kind of immediate payment. You know, that's just not how they work. So if you get this call and it says, hey, this is the IRS, and even though they seem to know all this stuff about you, which they may have gotten from some previous breach, you know, they're never going to say, you need to pay this within an hour or this deal is up. So, you know, I think that the biggest defense people can remember is that the IRS is a big, monolithic, huge U.S. government agency that only works via regular mail.
Jason, we've asked you this before. I've asked you this before, and I'm just curious if it still goes on, that there are places that kind of buy and sell information, like they'll accrue thousands of names, and you can buy them, and it makes your job as a scammer easier. Is that still going on?
Well, oh, absolutely. This is all part of the, you know, the whole mechanism, because generally the guys who break in to the large department stores or the credit card companies and glean this information aren't the same people who are actually using it to scam and or make these false purchases. They're
yeah.
collecting all this information, bundling it up, selling that to buyers who have their own specialized uses for this, whether they want to set up fake identities, whether they want to, you know, do credit card purchases on credit cards they don't own. So it's actually just a huge industry. And obviously it happens underground and untraced, and so it's a very difficult problem. It's like playing whack-a-mole.
And Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are behind all of this, you think?
They are. But the good news is that you wind up getting into a nice college.
Oh, all right. That's good news.
And listen, I hate paying taxes just like the next person. I really do. But if you do owe a lot or you find you're in trouble, as you mentioned, they're not going to demand all the money right away. And they do give you the option of a payment plan. I had to do it at one point. So keep that in mind.
Right. And that's really, in this particular kind of scam, your best defense is knowing that the government moves slowly, right? They don't demand an immediate yes. payment. They're not going to want to take your credit card over the phone. They're not going to make you run to the bank to wire money, right? And again, they will initially only contact you via mail.
That's good to know. He is ethical hacker Jason Glassberg. You want this kind of hacker on your side. Co-founder of Kasaba Security. You can go to kasaba.com to find out more. Thank you so much, and happy tax season.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Jason. We'll take a break. We'll get you some news, and then Dane Neal joins us. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.